Florida Republicans overtake Democrats in voter registration by over 100,000. By Hannah Blow on March 31, 2022. Florida Republicans now overtake Democrats in voter registration by over 100,000. Governor Ron DeSantis's office revealed this week. The governor, who has keenly prioritized personal liberty and parental rights over the last 2 years, announced in November that the GOP made history, finally overtaking Democrats in the Sunshine State. Today, and it will probably be fully publicized very soon, today for the first time in the history of Florida, we've now overtaken Democrats. There are more registered Republicans in Florida than Democrats, he announced at a press conference in Seminole in November. At the time, DeSantis noted that Democrats had had an advantage of well over 260,000. According to his office, the figure stood around 263,000, making a net gain of over 300,000 new Republican voters since he took office. His office also provided another startling figure, noting that there are more new Republican voter registrations than Democrat ones in Blue Miami-Dade County as well. 426,861 Republicans total to 589,429 Democrats. There's no beating around the fact this historic gain is because of Governor Ron DeSantis. Florida voters are appreciative of the palpable sense of freedom he has created in our state. Helen Aguirre-Ferre, executive director of the Republican Party of Florida, said in a statement. Our schools are open, there are no lockdowns, and there are no masks. Voters recognize the governor is a champion for families and businesses alike. Our voter registration numbers are impressive, but a 363,000 net change? That is unheard of, she added. Republicans now make up 35.95% of registered voters across the state, 5,145,878, while Democrats comprise 35.24%, 5,044,802. And independents follow with 28.80%, 4,122,902. In all, that amounts to a 101,076 advantage for Republicans over Democrats, according to data from the governor's office. Indeed, DeSantis, who came under constant scrutiny from leftist leaders and corporate media outlets for prioritizing freedom over fascism, has been proven right in virtually every area he has been blasted for. From the Chinese coronavirus to parental rights. For months, Florida reported lower coronavirus cases per capita than blue states, which kept draconian restrictions in place. What is more, last year, Florida saw the highest level of domestic travel in the state's history, nearly 118 million. Florida has become the escape hatch for those chafing under authoritarian, arbitrary and seemingly never-ending mandates and restrictions, DeSantis said during the State of the State address in January. Blasting policies that are grounded more in blind adherence to Faustian declarations than they are in the constitutional traditions that are the foundation of free nations. DeSantis's team recently spoke to a variety of spring breakers in the state, who explained why they were seeking refuge the Sunshine State, as Breitbart News detailed. I'm a New Yorker, and now I live in Florida, one woman told Team DeSantis. Team DeSantis asked another woman, who lives in Pennsylvania under Democrat Governor Tommy Wolf, how do you like living in Pennsylvania? I hate it. We have the worst governor ever, she responded. I think Ron DeSantis should be the governor of Pennsylvania. Florida, you're so lucky. Others praised the governor for keeping Florida a free state, donning his campaign spring break-themed vote free. Be free merchandise. Watch.